Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
I noticed the Humboldt State University men's soccer team had its entire season suspended for engaging in hazing at a recent party. The women's team, too, is under investigation. It is kind of sad for the players who will not be allowed to play soccer this season, especially seniors. But then, hazing has reached absurd levels of late, and the rituals of humiliation should, in my opinion, not be tolerated, not by sports teams or any other groups at any university. What's so bad about hazing, you might ask? The word sounds innocuous, almost like we're describing a windless day in smoggy Southern California, but let us not equivocate. Dictionaries scarcely capture the force of the verb to haze. They define it as to subject newcomers or initiates to pranks and humiliating horseplay by imposing disagreeable tasks. That's the polite definition. In a Rolling Stone article published a few months ago, Andrew Lowes infamously blew the whistle on Dartmouth University hazing. I'll warn you, the following quote is graphic and not polite. "I was a member of a fraternity that asked pledges in order to become a brother. To swim in a kiddie pool full of vomit, urine, fecal matter, semen, and rotten food products, eat omelets made of vomit, chug cups of vinegar, which in one case caused a pledge to vomit blood, drink beers poured down fellow pledges' ass, and vomit on other pledges, among other abuses. Certainly pledges could have refused these orders. However, under extreme peer pressure and the desire to be a brother, most acquiesced." An HSU administrator said she was stunned and saddened to hear about hazing at HSU. "I'm saddened, but not really stunned, because I agree with Mr. Lowe's conclusion that the hazing per se is not the core of the problem. It is rather the culture of nihilism found at many of today's universities. Nihilism is the doctrine that there's no such thing as, well, as doctrine, as knowledge or truth. Nihilism, therefore, tends to disparage traditional values, principles, and sense of common decency. Since traditional standards have been largely discarded, it does not surprise me that students at an Ivy League university endure rituals like swimming in vomit, waste, and other secretions. Perhaps another testament to nihilism in modern education and found in the article's conjecture that some soccer players might consider transferring from HSU to play elsewhere. The article also said senior players might reduce their class units so as not to graduate and perhaps play next year. I find that revealing. Used to be that sports was something to be kind of rounding out your education. Classes and learning were the main course. Today, it's often the case that sport has become the main course and taking classes little more than a necessary evil." The suspension of men's soccer will likely send a strong message to others at the university, be they sports teams, fraternities, or other groups, that humiliating another human being for the sake of initiation is both stupid and wrong. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.